This is Build a Big Podcast. I'm David Hooper. Spotify acquired Gimlet Media today. Let me start that again. Music streaming giant Spotify has acquired Gimlet Media for a reported $230 million as the company looks to grow its share of the podcast market. The company has said it plans to spend $400 million to $500 million in podcast acquisitions in 2019. The big question is why? Quick thoughts on that, and also why Gimlet specifically. Let's start with why Gimlet. Gimlet started in 2014. It was started by Alex Blumberg of Planet Money and also This American Life. The first podcast was called Startup, which told the story. Guy has an idea. He wants to do a podcasting company. Here's how he built it. Here's his first hire. Here's how it all came together. We know the story of Gimlet Media, thanks to the podcast that they did called Startup. These two things, the fact that the company was started by somebody who was already established, somebody we were already familiar with, and also that he told us the story of how he quit his job, started the company, how he built that company. That is why Gimlet is the big swinging when it comes to podcasting. Alex Blumberg came in with talent. I feel in the podcasting space, we talk about how easy it is and how podcasting is going to be a revolution and we can control our own media. And I think that's great. I think that's a big part of podcasting. However, who cares if you can control it? Who cares if you can reach everybody in the world if you're no good, if you've got nothing to say, if you don't say something in a way that hasn't already been said? Alex Blumberg came from big radio. He was already established. He put his time in. He was great at storytelling, great at production, great at knowing what it took to come up with a compelling podcast. Way too often, as independent podcasters, we think just because we're involved that it's interesting. Not necessarily. I appreciate the technology. I think that that's part of podcasting's history. Those are the first people who got involved in podcasting, not the radio nerds, not the guys like Alex Blumberg. They were at NPR. Nobody was paying attention to them, cranking away at these documentaries that few people listen to. While he was doing that, the actual content of what we know as podcasts today, the podcasting people, we were worried about technology. Technology established us, but it was the people like Alex Blumberg coming in that really blew things up. And we've got to acknowledge that. Spotify certainly did with their acquisition of Gimlet. That's what's going to take podcasting to the next level. That's what Gimlet has done better than anybody else does. Tell the story. And speaking of the story, we're connected to that story. As I mentioned, Startup, the first podcast Gimlet did, they told us the story of how they were building it. That's why we don't feel the same way about other podcasting companies that we do with Gimlet. Neither did Spotify. Spotify also purchased Anchor today. Nobody's really talking about that other than to ask why. Maybe it's volume. 600,000 podcasts, whatever they got on there. Maybe it's, we give them a few million dollars. We're getting podcasts for like 10 cents. I don't know. But nobody's really talking about that. Maybe the technology is there and that takes it back to the technology element. I think that's important. I think it's important for us to consider as we move forward. But in the end, as I said earlier, if we don't have a story, if we don't have the content, forget the technology. There's a lot of great technology that doesn't matter to people. What does matter to people? Story. We want to connect with people. We're in a world where the average person has 0.5 best friends. That means you and your buddy, he's not your best friend, you're sharing a best friend between the two of you. We do not have the connections with people that we used to. And because we still want those connections, podcasting has a great opportunity. So let's talk about why Spotify would do this. Why would they specifically buy Gimlet Media? One, as I've already mentioned, is because Gimlet is the big swinging when it comes to podcasting. Buying them shows that Spotify is a major player. Spotify's already been a major player in the music industry. They have disrupted the music space. There are a lot of people that tried to do what Spotify did. Spotify did it better than anybody else. They were in Europe testing the business model, finally got the licensing worked out, the business model, everything they needed to come to the United States. The day that they came to the United States, bam, blew up, and there's been no looking back. Spotify has been great for the music industry. They built a big audience. They've tried to expand to podcasting, and they've done all right so far. But this acquisition plants the flag. It shows they're now major players, whether we like it or not. Whether they're going to mess it up or not, I don't know. But they are serious about podcasting. So that's the first thing. They're planting the flag. They're showing they're serious. They also have distribution control. Think about why radio was so big for so long. Big antenna. If you didn't have a big antenna, there was no option for you to get your message out there. Why were record labels big for so long? They had trucks. They had distribution companies. They had stores. If you couldn't get your album into a store, you weren't going to sell it. That's how record labels stayed on top for so long. Why are drug cartels so powerful? Why are different drug cartels fighting with each other? Well, distribution. Distribution is powerful. Spotify has the distribution. One of the things that they may do to help them build an even bigger audience, get more people on the Spotify platform, is take all these Gimlet shows and make them Spotify-only shows. You'll have to download the Spotify app in order to get the Gimlet shows. They've already done that. Speaking of drug cartels, there's a podcast called Chapo that was available only through Spotify. They've done that on a couple of occasions. I don't know if that's a smart business move or not. I think there's something to be said about having your content out there regardless of how people can get it. Even bootleg software, for example. Microsoft, because everybody has pirated copies of Word, Microsoft Office, other things that Microsoft releases, they are able to license their operating system on computers and have computer companies pay for it. So that's where they're making their money, through software licensing to companies who then put it on their hardware and give it to you, not necessarily software licensing and purchases by individuals. I see it both ways. There's value in exclusive distribution. That may be what Spotify is trying to do here. There's also value in having your content everywhere. Maybe they're going to leave Gimlet as is, let the content go everywhere, and try to attract more people to Spotify when people hear Gimlet content wherever they're hearing it now. So that's the second reason they might have paid so much money for Gimlet. They are able to control the distribution if they want to. The third is that there is value in owning content. I come from the music industry. People say the music business is dead. You might have heard that. Spotify is one of the reasons they're saying that. And that is not true. What is true is the record business is dead. You don't need pressing plants, pressing out records, CDs. You don't need trucks to get those records and CDs to stores. You don't need stores to distribute the albums anymore. Distribution is no longer an issue. We can do that online. That's where Spotify came in. But the people who own the content, even if it's distributed in a different way, they are still making money. You get on Music Row in Nashville, you don't see record labels like you used to. What you see are the publishing companies, the people who own the underlying compositions of what was recorded. They own the songs, in this case, owning the podcast. That has value. Same for film and TV. You may have seen that Netflix just paid WarnerMedia $100 million to license Friends for 1 year. $100 million. If you can get a deal like that, that's what, maybe 40% of your Gimlet acquisition? Not to say Gimlet's going to have a hit like Friends on its hands, but it's possible. And even little deals add up. I had a small publishing company, started it back when I was in college, kept it for years. It's still around. We've done hundreds of little deals. Sometimes they're for a few $100s. Sometimes they're in the five-figure range. And that's a little company. No big hits, nothing you would have ever heard of, but it's brought in money consistently for the last 20 years. Imagine if you had a hit, something that people really wanted. Well, Gimlet does have that. They've already had two film and television deals come for their content. They're probably going to have more. Why is that? Because they know how to tell a story. Spotify has a lot of options. They've got licensing deals. They can make people use Spotify to access their stuff. As I mentioned, we're already seeing this. As an indie podcaster, does any of it matter to you? And the answer is probably not. The lessons still apply, though. Develop your talent. This is the foundation that you're building everything upon. Get people invested in your story. Let them know about you. Let them see how you're doing it. Get them invested. That's what makes stamps interesting to stamp collectors. You know the history of it. Oh, this stamp was used back in the Civil War and there were only five of them. And when you know the history of something, it's more than just a piece of paper. It's more than just somebody talking on audio. It's more than just a company. That's why people like Gimlet. And the third big lesson for you, own your stuff so you have more options. You may have a small publishing company like mine. Never a big hit, but those little bitty deals that it just keeps cranking out year after year, that is a good career. It's something that is 100% possible for you in podcasting. If you are interested, I'm putting together a community of podcasters, guys that are really into this stuff, guys that are looking to grow their podcast, attract the people that they want to listen, make more money with their podcast. If you're one of those people, drop by my website, bigpodcast.com. There you will find 25 episode templates. They are plug and play. These are episode templates and also segment templates, the things you can put into your existing podcast now that your audience is going to love. It makes episode creation so much easier. You can get them now for free at bigpodcast.com. Like I said, I'm putting together that community. BigPodcast.com has more info. Thank you for listening to Build a Big Podcast, and I'll see you on the next episode.